Mark chapter 3, and I'm glad to see you, and I hope you got your Bible today. I want to talk to you about something maybe you never heard of, maybe you have. There's nothing new under the sun. I tell people I only have about 3 sermons. I just use different scripture with them every time. Mark chapter 3, look at verse 1. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he saith unto the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he saith unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil? To save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. When he had looked around about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. I believe it's hopeful he stretched it out, don't you?
Amen.
I think he already done it. He just wanted to show this crowd. Amen?
Yeah.
And he stretched it out, and the hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth, and straightway, right away, took counsel with the Herodians, that's those that followed King Herod, against him, how they might destroy him. Let's pray. Father, help us today as we open your inspired, infallible, inerrant word that's never changed, not one iota. It's the same as it always was. And we pray today you'd open your word to us, reveal it to us, Lord, by thy Holy Spirit. Enlighten our minds, open our hearts, change our spirits, encourage, convict, convert, whatever needs to be done, we're going to lay it on you, Lord. And whatever's done, we're going to say, Jesus did it all to him we owe, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now you get the picture. He went to the synagogue, as he always did. And while he's sitting there, he spots a man that has a withered hand. Maybe, I don't know, it might have been cerebral palsy. Who knows what it was? His hand was withered. And he knew what was going to happen because he was God in the flesh. He already knew this crowd, what they thought about him. By the way, if you don't do something just because of what somebody else thinks, you'll never do anything at all, because everybody's not going to agree with you. Amen? He knew what they thought about him. He knew what they were going to say. He knew what they were thinking. They wanted to find a reason to condemn him for doing work on the Sabbath, which was against the law. But then he said, Is it lawful to do good or evil on the Sabbath? And they didn't say anything, because anything they said was going to come back on them the other way. They would be found the guilty ones, not him. And he told that man, he said, Hold forth your hand. And I really believe that man didn't even know his hand was healed. I really believe that. But I believe when he got it up there, it was whole and healed. Yeah, can you imagine what this man thought? Now, by then, this man doesn't care what the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herodians think. He sees God, because only God could do that. So he wasn't concerned about what they thought, but Jesus was concerned about it. And if you look at it again, it says, verse 5, And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he looked around and he saw that crowd that claimed to be believers. They claimed to be children of God. They claimed to know right. They claimed to know the scriptures and believe them. And he knew in their heart they did not believe what the scriptures said about him. And he was angry because they were working against him doing what he was supposed to be doing, which was to reveal the power and the presence and the glory of a holy God on planet Earth. And it not only was he angry, though, it grieved him. It hurt his heart that these people who went to the synagogue, who dressed like believers and walked like believers and talked like believers, and everybody thought they were believers, were so anti-Jesus Christ. So it angered him. But he did right anyway. He did what he was supposed to do anyway, though he was angry. Now, I know a lot of people don't believe it because they don't know the real Jesus. They've never read the Bible. And I can't stand it when people look at me and say, I thought you was a Christian. I say, how would you know what a Christian is? You've never read the Bible.
Come on now. Yeah.
By what do you get your judgment? It's certainly not by the Bible. Amen. And that, and sometimes people will do that. But Jesus got angry. And that, they've never read that. They think Jesus was some effeminate type man, weakling, because the Bible says he came as a sheep. But I've got news for you. He was God in the flesh. He was the creator of the universe. Amen. In human flesh. Colossians 1:16 says, by him all things were created, and by him all things consist. He holds it together.
Right.
If it wasn't for the power of Jesus Christ, we wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for the power of Jesus Christ, we'd all fly all to pieces and be out of here in outer space. Amen? He did that. He does that. But they didn't see him that way. They saw him as a threat to their religion and their places of authority, their seats of authority, and their seats of power. And they knew if people believed on him and followed him, they would leave them. Well, we got a lot of politicians like that running around nowadays, don't we? We've got a lot of religious leaders running around like that. I'll tell you right quick, don't follow me, you'll fall in a ditch. You better follow him. Amen? You better follow him. My job is to point you to him. I'm like John the Baptist. I'll point you to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I won't point you to Ron Roddy. I'll let you down. He'll never let you down. I'll disappoint you. He won't never disappoint you. And by the way, Pharisees, Herodians, and Sadducees, you'll let the rest of us down too. Amen? Amen? Come on, help me. My daughter's here. Her preacher heard about them shouting at Baptists. Amen? Park it right there, preacher. And so, Jesus has done a wonderful work. You'd think these people would be shouting and praising God and saying, is not this the Son of God? Is not this the one that Isaiah talked about? Is not this the one that Elijah preached about? Is not this the one that Jeremiah talked about? Is not this the one that was prophesied in the garden at the very beginning of time? Is this not him? Only God could do what this man. No, sir. They were hard-hearted. They were unbelievers, and they were bitter, mean people. And the Bible says Jesus got angry at them. Now, let me tell you something. Jesus is not some little sissy, that long blonde hair you hang on your picture at the house. I wouldn't even have one of those pictures. He was a man of God. Yes, he was loving. I thank God he loved me sorry as I was. I thank God he loved sinners every day, all day long. But I've got news for you. God's angry with the wicked every day. Every day. Our society, y'all listening? Our society and this crowd that's in the pulpits today have made God into some old white-haired grandpa that you can get by with anything. And you're going to be all, no, he's not. He's holy, holy, holy. And look, he's not your grandpa. He's not the old man upstairs. And you and Jesus ain't got something worked out or going either. You'll come by the way of the cross or you won't come at all. He was the God-man. And let me tell you something. He got angry. He was angry at these people. Hypocrites. Fake believers. Y'all listening? Fake believers. He was angry with them. And look, he didn't just... He'd tell this crowd some things. So I got thinking, do I ever get angry? Sure I do. Now, I don't get angry near as much as I used to. God's given me... And I'm looking at you too, brother. Amen. And my patience is a lot, it's not perfect, but it's a lot longer than it used to be. And I used to be an angry young man. I'd get angry. Come on, fellas, help me. I know your wife's there, but she won't hurt you in church, okay? We'd get angry, amen. But God's worked on us. He's still working on us. But I got to thinking about, what should we as He get angry about? Man, that preacher didn't even shake my hand. That's not one of them. Look at Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Man, she didn't even speak to me. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now, the serpent was more subtle, that sneaky snake, more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said? He put a question mark where God put a period. You shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And you know what? We'll be angry at that stinking serpent. We'll be angry at the devil. There's nothing wrong with being mad at the devil. He started in Genesis 3:1. He's dangerous. He's a liar. He's a crook. He's a thief. He's the father of all lies. And listen, he brought death and destruction into planet Earth. In Revelation, he's called Apollyon, which means the destroyer. And he's never been your friend. Let me tell you something. We'll be mad at the devil, what he does to our family, our friends, our loved ones, our churches. We'll be mad at the devil. Amen? Come on, yeah. Marty Mosca is laying in the hospital because of the devil. Amen? Amen. Sister Hazel's husband sitting over at the house because the devil, and everybody, Ron's heart, it's the devil. He hates us. He wants to destroy us. Amen. And you're a fool if you don't get mad at that sometimes. You're a fool if you don't get mad at the devil. He's lied to me. He's lied to you. Are y'all listening? Caitlin, you listening? He don't like you. He'll do anything he can to distract you from getting the Word of God or reading the Word of God or memorizing the Word of God. He hates you. He's not your friend. And just because you don't believe in him does not make him any less the devil. If you think that's true, I'll tell him when we preach your funeral. Amen? Because he's the father of death. He caused it. And we'll be mad at him. My mama's 99, and I look at her, and yesterday she was in bad shape and wasn't taken care of like she ought to be. But I look at mama drawn up, and some of you kind of drawn up and sickly, and I think, if it wasn't for the devil, we would never get like that. If it wasn't for the devil, we wouldn't cry. We wouldn't have heartaches. We wouldn't have disappointments. People wouldn't let us down. People wouldn't betray us. Hey, if it wasn't for the devil, you ought to get mad at the devil. Billy Sunday said, that last great Presbyterian evangelist said this. He said, I hate the devil. I hate the devil. He said, I'm going to hit him long as I got a fist. He said, when my fists wear out, I don't have no fist. I'm going to kick him long as I got feet. And when my feet wear out and I ain't got no more feet, I'm going to bite him till all my teeth fall out. I hate the devil. I hate the devil. And then when all my teeth fall out, I'm going to gum that booger to death. I hate the devil. Amen. Salvation. He's lied about salvation. He's lied about the need of salvation. He's lied most of the time. And not telling you don't need it, but he'll tell you, you can wait. It's all a lie. You'll never know the truth from the devil and his disciples about salvation. They will always lie to you. And it doesn't take but just a little bit of lie to mess up that whole truth. Amen. So I hate the devil. Every time you go to the cemetery, you'll say, I hate the devil. Every time you go to the hospital, you'll say, I hate the devil. Every time your heart's broken, you'll say, I hate the devil. Amen? Then number two, I thank the Lord, James chapter 1, verse 15, if you'll turn over there. I'm trying to tell you what I think we'll agree with the Lord on. He got angry. We'll get angry too. We'll get angry. You know, Baptists are so laid back and nonchalant now. We'll just have an anger fit one Sunday and jump up and down in the pews and scream and holler and tell what we hate. Amen? What we're mad at. Billy said, he don't want to do that. He don't want you to know his sins. James chapter 1, verse 15. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. I believe Jesus gets angry at the havoc of sin.
Amen.
I believe the Lord Jesus Christ gets angry, not so much at the sinner as what sin does to the sinner. Come on, help me. You see, a lot of people don't know any better. And they sin, and even though they don't know any better, the wages of sin is still death. It always ends up in death. Amen? Danny called out a man this morning. I'm not calling his name because we're being recorded. Called out a man this morning that drank himself to death. Most likely. We don't know completely, but most likely he drank himself. Not an old man. Not an old man at all. And been to this church several times. Man, been to this church. Now, I'm not mad at that man. I'm mad at the stinking sin that killed him. We talk about, the government talks about opioids. That's drugs made from poppies, yeah. Morphine and heroin, things like that. And let me tell you something. Alcohol kills more people every year than all the drugs ever peddled by every drug dealer and every stinking doctor written by a prescription he shouldn't have wrote. Let me tell you something. Alcohol kills more people than that. Alcohol is the biggest killer in America. Alcohol causes more car wrecks than drugs does. Alcohol causes more shooting than drugs. Here's a policeman. Ask him. He'll tell you. Most of this stuff is alcohol related. You do a breathalyzer at most crimes, you'll find somebody's got liquor on their breath 9 out of 10 times. Alcohol is the one we ought to hate.
Right.
Not the drunk. Don't look at the drunk and say, sorry, drunk. Look at that drunk and say, I hate the liquor that made him that way. I hate alcohol that made him that way. He was succumbed to a temptation and now he's in it and he can't get out of it.
Right. Come on.
And by the way, it's not a sickness you're born with, but it's a sickness you induce on yourself. Nobody in this room would go down to the store and buy a bottle of Flu and drink it.
Come on, man.
But there's people that'll drink stuff that's more dangerous than Flu. Kills more people than Flu does. At first, there's pleasure in sin for a season. It's exciting for a young person to do stuff they ain't supposed to do. And by the way, some of you old people, the only reason we didn't do some of the things they're doing today, we didn't have access to it.
Amen.
We'd have done it.
Amen.
Amen. Sin deceived us too. It's just we didn't have access to that stuff.
Right.
And so they start off, boy, this is thrilling. This is good. We're partying. But 40 years later, you see them get up every morning sick and they got a drink to get going.
Right.
Then they got a drink to keep going. Then they got a drink to go to bed. And if they quit drinking, they're going to go through delirium tremors. They're going to physically be terribly sick and hospitalized. Now it's gone from a thrill to a kill. Now you ought to hate the alcohol. Here's a question I ask. Why is it against law to drink and drive and you sell it cold at the gas station? That's a dumb law, ain't it? He ain't going to say that. That's a dumb law. Amen. Oh, they even have signs. Coldest beer in town. Don't forget your gas. Now, I'm not mad at the store owner. I think he ought not do it. I wouldn't sell it. But hey, it's not him that's doing it. It's the alcohol that's doing it. I think that the Lord Jesus Christ hated sin. He hated their sin of pride. He hated their sin of self-righteousness. And he could not do, later on you'll see, he could not do the things that he wanted to do because of their unbelief.
Amen.
And I'm afraid our Baptist churches can't do the things we ought to do because of some people's unbelief. Amen? Amen. I hate the wages of sin. I hate the havoc of sin. It causes pain and suffering and separation, and it's destroying some of our homes and some of our own church homes and church families. Alcohol and drugs are bad. Yeah, I'm not saying drugs are good. Both of them's drunkards. There's no difference between a heroin addict and a guy that's hooked on alcohol. It's all drugs. There's no difference. You can't despise that guy burning meth, amphetamines, any less than you should the guy that's drinking liquor. It's all sin. Amen?
Come on, man.
Now, I think that the Lord is angry. Would you agree with me you think the Lord's angry at sin?
Yes.
Sin has destroyed more homes, broken more hearts, and destroyed more lives, and opened up more graves than anything on planet Earth. There are more people died because of sin on planet Earth than both the bombs that we dropped on Japan in World War II. More people have died on planet Earth as a result of sin than they did all the wars put together. Sin has killed more people than that. I think the Lord hates it. He gets angry at it. It says it in James 1:15. You listen to me. We hate sin. We don't hate the sinner. We're sinners. We're not what we used to be. Thank God we've been regenerated.
Yes.
If you've been saved by the grace of God, you're a new creature, and the old things pass away and all things become new. But still, you got that old nature you've got to fight every day. You got to fight it. And every day before you go to bed, you need to say, Lord, forgive me of my sins today. Maybe you didn't drink liquor, but there was something you didn't do you should have done. Maybe you didn't cuss anybody out, but there was something you should have said you didn't say. Amen. Come on, help me here. That's sin. And I believe the Lord, He gets angry with sin. If He didn't, there wouldn't be a wages of sin. And by the way, those wages are no less than they ever were. People still die because of sin. You still with me?
Yes.
Amen. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. I want you to look at a verse. In John chapter 14, look at verse 21 with me. John 14, 21. Look at this. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Now, did I read that wrong? Maybe I better read that again. He that hath my commandments, and what? Keepeth them. He it is that what?
Loveth me.
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him.
Thank you, Lord.
If we love him, we'll try to obey him. Amen?
Amen. Yeah.
You know, some things I never crossed the line on growing up because I knew if my mama knew I did that, it would kill her. Didn't y'all ever feel that way?
Yes.
My mama, I never smoked in front of my mama. I smoked 2-pack cigarettes a day. I never smoked in front of my mama. I never cussed in front of my mama. My mama never even knew I drank until after I got saved and she heard me talk about it. Why? Because I didn't want to let my mama down. I loved her. And I'd seen her heart broken and broken and broken. And I didn't want to break her heart again. And I know I was a hypocrite. I was a hypocrite. But my mama never knew it until after I got saved that I was a hypocrite. She'd tell people, Ronnie's a good boy. Ronnie's going to be somebody. She'd brag on me. And I'd think, you don't know how sorry I am. I'm just like the rest of them. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll go see her at the nursing home now. She'll introduce me. She'll say, this is Ronnie. He's a preacher. She just says that so proud.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And what would feel like that about the Lord? What feel like that about the Lord? We'll love Him so much that we don't want to disappoint Him. We don't want to sin. And when we do, it breaks our heart. And we immediately turn to Him and say, Lord, I'm not like that. That's not me, Lord. That's the old me. I don't want to be like that anymore. Lord, forgive me. Help me to be better, Lord.
Yes.
Are you listening? He said, if you love me, you know what I think makes the Lord angry? Heartless saints. I think that people that are born again, they know they're going to heaven, who are heartless toward offending the Lord. I think he gets angry at them. I know he does. I've got enough scriptural evidence to say it. And he wouldn't have put Hebrews chapter 12 in there if he didn't, because he said that he chastens his children. Doesn't cast them off. He chastens them. But I want you to notice, listen, in part of that verse, he said this there in verse 15. Go back to it with me, if you will. In verse 21. Look at it with me. And it just came to me. In verse 21, he said this. At the last part of that verse, he said, "And I will love him and will what? Manifest myself to him." You know what that means? He'll reveal himself to you. Now, did you know, and I really believe this, I firmly believe this, and I've been around a long time. Now, I know y'all smarter than me, and a lot of you's got more education than I do, and I understand all that, and I'm not smart as you are in your area, but in my area, I know what I'm talking about, okay? I told one preacher boy one time, I said, "I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I've been preaching since I was 1981, and I read the Bible every day, and I study it every day, and I preach more sermons than you've ever even read the Bible. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not proud or arrogant, but if you'll listen to me, I can help you. If you'll listen to me, I can tell you something. There's a lot of Christians that Jesus does not manifest himself to.
Come on now.
Saved people, going to heaven, but they don't have the peace and the comfort and the power and the assurance that some other Christians do. Because, look, the closer you walk to Him, the better you're going to see Him. And the farther away you walk from Him, the less you're going to see of His power and His presence and His comfort. That's why James says, "Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to thee." Now, there's people going to heaven, I don't think they hardly ever draw nigh to God. And then when you and I get to talking about it, they look at us and think we're crazy. A religious fanatic, they call us. Amen. I'm glad you're back, brother. Amen. But let me tell you what, I think that Jesus gets angry just like He did. Look, this was a religious crowd He was at. Y'all listening? He was in church, synagogue, and these were religious people. And they dressed right. And they ate the right food. And they had the right practices. That's not wrong. I'm not judging for that. They did what they were supposed to do. Don't ever belittle that. They were doing what they were supposed to do. God had told them to do that, and they were supposed to, and they did it. But when they looked at Jesus, they didn't see Him the way we see Him. Because they didn't love Him like we love Him.
Come on now.
I think it angers Him the way some Christians are. You can see it. You can see it in their church attendance or lack thereof. You can see it in the way they dress, the way they behave in the community, their lack of compassion. You can see it in their habits and their hobbies. You can see they have no idea of the power and the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, that if they would take all that love and all that attention and put it on Him, He would manifest Himself to them. They're supposed to have the same faith we have, Brother Ron, but when they go to the hospital, they got to get somebody else to come pray. When somebody passes away, they've got to get somebody else to come and rescue them.
That's right.
And then they go to church like ours, and they hear people say amen, praise God, hallelujah, and it scares them.
Yep.
I'd hate to see them at a New Manor Baptist camp meeting. But look, it's not that we're any better than anybody else. It's just that we love Him. I love my church. You won't find anybody else works any harder for the church than I do. I love my church. But I love Him more. I love my wife. I love my children. I love my grandchildren. But I just love Him more. You see, you know, He rescued me.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
He didn't just adopt me and save me. He rescued me. Amen. Amen. The preacher's coming out in him. He's been preaching at nursing home. The preacher's coming out in him. Amen. But I think it angers the Lord when so-called believers don't draw nigh to him. I don't think he would manifest him. Just like you wouldn't with your kids. You was angry with them because they wasn't doing right. You wouldn't make yourself real to them and buy them stuff and all that. I better go on and tell I'm rubbing sandpaper on some of you. But it says in verse 5, because of the hardness of their hearts. They claim to be believers, but they never yield to the truth. They never weep. They never witness. Are you still with me?
Yes.
And then last but not least, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Look at it. I believe Jesus got angry that day, don't you? The Bible says he did. Later on, he went down to the temple. He got so angry, he platted a whip and cleaned house. He run a bunch of people out. He does get angry. He is a loving God. He'll love you more than anybody on planet Earth to ever love you. But you can anger the Lord too, and a lot of people do. And the problem is they don't know they anger the Lord, and nobody will tell them. They're afraid to tell them because of the way our society is now.
Amen.
Amen. You want to start a Me Too movement, put me under I Love Jesus too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, look at verse 31. Ephesians 4, 31. Now here's what we're supposed to do. Let all bitterness, you can anger but sin not. You don't have to hate people. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. Look at that last part of that verse. With all what? You, in other words, you have no intent to harm or hurt anybody. Put that away from you. Put it away. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Now that's what we've got to do. Now Jesus didn't have any malice toward those people. Jesus didn't hate those people. Jesus didn't try to get even with those people. Jesus didn't stay angry at those people. He loved those people. Now in this church and among all believers, you're not always going to get along with everybody. Sometimes you're going to disagree. As long as it's not scripture, you can do that. You don't have to get mad about it.
Amen.
Billy, what kind of truck is that you drive? Chevrolet?
Amen.
Some of y'all here drive Fords, don't you? Don't hate Billy for that. Don't hate Billy for that. Listen. Everybody's not always perfect. Sometimes you're going to see people do things they ought not do and hear people say the things they ought not say. And you can get angry at that and that they've been deceived by the devil and that it causes havoc on their lives. But you don't have to be heartless about it. You can look at them and say, except by the grace of God, I'd be just like that. They've been deceived. And by the way, you don't have to tell everybody what you think either. Jesus didn't look around and say, I'm mad at this crowd. I'm going to kill them all. They were going to die in their sins. But he didn't tell anybody that. Look, you can get angry at people and you can disagree with people and you can know for a fact that they're wrong or they're doing wrong, but you don't have to hate them and you certainly don't have to broadcast it.
Come on now.
Somebody said one day, you know, they was bringing all the skeletons were coming out of the closet. I said, don't open my closet. Amen. Well, President Trump did this and President... Well, what have you done?
Amen.
Well, you know, the preacher, he did it. Let's go down to your house. Yeah. Yeah, let's go down to your house, see what it looks like. Amen. Let's open some of your doors. Jesus said, let him that be without sin cast the first stone. And they all slithered off one at a time. There wasn't nobody left there to throw a stone at the poor old gal. He said, where's all you condemners? She said, I have none. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. He said, you don't live like this anymore, but we're going to forget it.
Amen.
We ain't bringing it up again. You know what we're supposed to do? Verse 7 says he went out from among them. We're supposed to separate from some people.
Amen.
There's some people that I just can't have nothing to do with. Doesn't mean I hate them. It doesn't mean I think I'm a better Christian than they are. It just means that in some area I can't agree with them, and I'd be better off, they'd be better off if I'd go out from among them. Lady left here mad one time. She said, I'm going to another church. I said, why would you want to go anywhere else and make them miserable? She's mad. She left mad. But the point is this. Separate from those things. Draw nigh to God. Fellowship with real believers. And then the real result will be that others will be saved. Others will be blessed. Others will be encouraged. And you're to keep on witnessing, and you're to keep on doing right, and you're to keep on going to church. I wouldn't let nobody keep me out of church.
Amen.
He's like, I can't get along with her. Well, sit up here. You won't have to look at her. Amen, Brother Ron?
Amen.
You're never distracted. Amen? Get up on the front. Rick, does anybody ever distract you at church? No, because you ain't got no eyes in the back of your head. Amen? So up here, this man and woman separated used to come to this church. She said, preacher, I don't have a church anymore. I said, yeah, you do. Sit on the front. You won't see that sorry rascal. He sits on the back. Come on to church.
Amen.
Separate from them. I've known people to do that in church, by the way. Fellowship with real believers. Love sinners. Love them anyway. Even if they don't like you, love them anyway. Pray for them anyway. And then on top of that, we want to warn the saints. Sometimes we need to warn people. You say, well, I don't want to hurt their feelings. Somebody needs to. Well, they'll get mad at me. They'll get over it. Matter of fact, they may thank you after a while, come back and thank you for warning them. You won't believe how many people's come back to me and apologize for me for things that they had said or done to me, because time reveals all things. Love people. Witness to people. If you have to, avoid them and still love them. You don't have to put up with everything. You can get mad, Rick. Get mad. I ain't never seen you mad. Get mad. Every once in a while, just get mad, but get over it. You say, well, I don't ever get mad. Well, you're dead. Something wrong with you if you don't ever get mad. And by the way, if you're a saint, you have the right to get mad at some things. I'll tell you what I'm mad at. Pulpits all over this country today with men and women standing behind them that claim to be men and women of God, and they're carrying a rainbow flag down at the march, or they're against the government, or they're against that, or against this. Whatever happened to the sacredness of the office of pastor, preacher, evangelist?
Come on, bro.
I'm mad at Christians that never open their mouth for Jesus. They go everywhere, but they never talk about it. And if they had to be convicted in a court of law, they'd be found not guilty of being a Christian, because nobody has any evidence that they are. That's what I'm mad at. I'm mad at the devil tries to destroy my family and my loved ones. Amen? I'm mad at the devil for making people sick. Get mad. Get angry. Jesus did. But go and do what you're supposed to do. He went ahead and healed that man anyway. Go and do what you're supposed to do and let God settle it. Now, if you're not saved today, I'm mad at the devil for deceiving you.
Come on, man.
And if you are saved and in sin, I'm mad at the devil for deceiving you. I can't live anybody else's life. I have to live my own. But I can get mad when I see them disturb other people too.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, love people. Let's love people. We don't have to be a part of what they're doing. We don't have to go where they go. But let's love sinners. And sometimes you just got to look at us and say, hey, let me tell you something. I've had people do it to me. They hurt my feelings. Sure did. But I got over it.
Yeah.
I got over it. When I say little boys don't wear earrings, makes little boys mad. But they get over it. Let's stand. Father, thank you for the word.